This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. military will continue evacuating people from Kabul Airport until an August 31st deadline if needed, but will prioritize the removal of U.S. troops and military equipment on the last couple of days, the Pentagon said Wednesday. An official with the U.S. military's joint staff said one plane had departed every 39 minutes. So far, he said the total evacuation number is about 88,000. Germany's promise to take in former Afghan staff will still stand after the August 31st deadline has passed, the defense minister said Wednesday. The German military picked up 21 German citizens overnight in Kabul for evacuation with the help of U.S. helicopters, the chief of defense said. Turkey's military has begun evacuating from Afghanistan, a state-owned news outlet said Wednesday, citing the defense ministry. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government had said for months it could keep a presence at the Kabul airport if requested after the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan. But Reuters reported earlier Wednesday the Taliban have asked Turkey for technical help to run Kabul airport after the departure of foreign forces. In an AP interview, Chatham House's Patricia Lewis says nations are rushing to get their houses in order before the final U.S. head out.
All of the allies are highly dependent on the U.S. for military cover, particularly air cover. And so they can't put their own people at risk. So it really depends on the U.S. When the U.S. starts packing up.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News.